to Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan. This is episode 5. Last week, in the last episode, we covered 2013. I might have got the dates wrong. I can't remember. But just to clarify, it was 2013 was the award show at the end of 2013. March 2012 to November 13th was the time span of Boot being here with the morning show, my co-host. And then the award show that happened in Nashville. For those of you who've listened to episode 4, then you know what I'm talking about. I just wanted to make sure I got that time frame right. So, because here, we're starting off in January 2014. Now, I know we're correct on the dates now, for sure. I got to do a better job of this, man. You got to realize, now, we're 8 years, I'm recalling all of this. Even though I wrote most of it down. So, here we are on a new year, January 2014. I start to cast a vision every year. And I've been doing this ever since. So every first of the year on the morning show, well, let me backtrack just for 1 second. On the last day of the year, I go ahead, if it's a broadcast day, or the last week of the year, I go over the whole year. I recap the whole year for everything that's happened. Interviews with artists, phone call interviews, appearances, concerts, whatever happened to the radio station, I go over it month by month. And then on the first day, the new year, I cast a vision with the scripture for the radio station. So 2014 is going to bring about the first year that I'm going to do a solo. There's not going to be a co-host. It's just going to be me. One of the things I start off doing in 2014 is a monthly concert series called HLE Unplugged. We're going to do the Christian country version of MTV Unplugged, where we'll have the Christian country artists come in and perform acoustically. That was my plans to have that done. So the very first ones to do HLE Unplugged, of course, was Crossfire Gospel Band. Just happened to make a good relationship with these guys. And they're based out of Dallas, Texas, mainly around that area. We've already had some pretty good interaction. They've been to the station already. In fact, they were the first band and only band to this date to sleep on the floor here at the station. They came down to do an interview or do a morning show, and instead of getting a hotel, they just slept on the floor in the station. Had some blow up mattresses, and one of them, the air didn't hold up. It was a funny story. I'm not going to tell it, but it was funny. We laughed about it the whole next day on the morning show. That was when Boot was here. But they were the first ones to kick it off, the HLE Unplugged. Now, that Unplugged series is still going on today. It has changed from HLE Unplugged to An Evening With. The reason it changed to An Evening With is because after a few years of doing HLE Unplugged and not repeating any artists, there are some artists that sing with soundtracks that can't play instruments. So this was a way to include those artists, the ones that do soundtracks and don't play an instrument, but write music. So this was a way to include them. So we just started calling it An Evening With. And I believe the first one to do that series was Shelley Wilson, because she writes music, but she doesn't play an instrument. But she writes her own songs. So we started calling it An Evening With. From after being An Evening With, it morphed into the Christian Country Cafe, which could cover it all. So once we started calling it the Christian Country Cafe, then it could cover whatever we wanted to be. It didn't matter if it was by soundtrack, by live music, by whatever. It could just the Christian Country Cafe. And by coming to the Christian Country Cafe, now we can expand it, which is what we plan on doing. And that's another story for another time. That's how the whole Unplugged thing worked. We'll talk about that whole Christian Country Cafe thing later on in another podcast coming up. So we start off 2014. I'm going solo as hosting the morning show, kicking off a brand new series called HLE Unplugged. I'm booked up for the whole year already. By January, when I start telling what I'm doing. I get on the radio and I say, hey, we're going to start doing a monthly concert series. There is no shortage of artists wanting to do this. I mean, I'm getting phone calls, and by this time, I'm already booking into 2015. By June, if I remember right, by June of 2014, I already had 2015 booked up. Like, I was that far booked up ahead from artists wanting to be a part of doing this Unplugged deal, because we were doing it over the radio, too. We were broadcasting it live. We were off to a great start in 2014. We're growing. Now, Crossfire Gospel Band comes in, does the Unplugged in January. Of course, we have a great time. They stay over. We do the morning show. At this point in time, nobody really knows that I'm a musician of any kind, much less an artist. They kind of see the guitars on the wall. They kind of see a picture of me playing or whatever, but I'm not saying anything, and I'm more about the radio. I'm more about promoting those guys than saying anything about it. Crossfire Gospel Band comes in, does the Unplugged in January. I even join in. I strap on a guitar and play a song with them. Really fun. And then after that, we're just all sitting around jamming and playing and jamming and playing. And they're coming back for the next day for the morning show. This time, they stayed in a hotel. Then, I believe it was sometime in February, around the 1st, then Brad Allen, who is the lead guitar player, or was the lead guitar player, for Crossfire Gospel Band at the time, because they're no longer together now. He said, man, we're going to need a bass player. Albert's having to leave. Albert Garcia, who's the bass player for them, was the bass player for them, who's a good friend of mine. We get along real great. He was having to take another job. And until they found another bass player, they had some shows to do. I said, well, man. He said, you want to play bass? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I said, if you pay my rental car and my gas, I'll come play. At the old church, I was playing bass in the worship band, but I had never played bass in a band before for a gig. They didn't know that. So this was going to be my first gig as a bass player. Now, over at the church, when we were playing the worship music, when I was playing bass there, the keyboard player would print out a sheet, and it would have E, A, B, B sharp, whatever. Because I never heard of those songs. I don't listen to them. It would just have the card on top of the songs. So I would know which notes to hit on the bass. But I would have to think from guitar to bass. So I couldn't do it on the fly. I'd have to think ahead of time to know which note, to figure out where the note was. Now, I didn't have a bass at the time either, because I had pawned every piece of equipment to keep the lights on in this place. So even the bass that I had, that I had had at one time, I didn't even have that. It was gone, because I used it to keep the lights on in the place of the radio station. I mean, it came to a point to where I had to pawn every piece of equipment that I had to keep the lights on in this place, to keep it going. That's a true story. But it was tax time. We got a tax refund. We also got an unbelievable donation in. At the time, this was the biggest donation we had ever got. Little did I know at the time there was going to be strings attached to this donation, because there would be a few more donations to come with it, but I didn't know there was going to be strings attached to it. And this would be a lesson that I would learn from it. But at the time, it just came at the right time, because this is how I get my dream bass that I always wanted. I always wanted a music man. A music man bass is what I always wanted. You know, when I get a bass, that's what I always wanted. I love playing bass. I'm a guitar player by trade. Played lead guitar for years. That's what I do. I play guitar. I'm mainly a lead guitar player. But God took that desire away from me to sing and play for a while and to be on the road and all that stuff. It's gone. I still don't have the desire to be on the road. God gives me a passion back. I'll talk about that. But I want to play bass. I love playing bass. And here's my chance to get my dream bass. And here's my chance to play bass with some guys that I love in a band. But they don't know that I've never played bass before in like a band. I'm not a fluent bass player. I'm not a real, what you would call a bass player. I'm really not. I'm a guitar player. And they got abundance of guitar players in the band. But this is a God thing. It has to be. So I said, hey, when we come up to the gig, I'm going to come up a day early. One, so we can practice. But two, I want to go and get a bass. I got a donation in, and I'm going to use that to get a bass. But I said, I don't want an Ibanez like I had. It's about the $600 range or so you can get them. This is the one I had. And at the time, I was looking at a sterling, which was about $750. I said, I want to get that sterling. It's made by Music Man. It's made by Ernie Ball. It looks like a Music Man, but it's not quite the quality of the Music Man. It's made by them, but it's not a real Music Man bass. But I said, I want to get it. There's one at Sam Ash. It's the only one in the store, but they said they have it. So we're going to Sam Ash to get this thing. Only we can't find Sam Ash for some reason. They don't exit. But the Guitar Center is. So we said, well, we'll just go to Guitar Center. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. They're looking for it. They don't have it. And there's this beautiful, blonde, natural wood Music Man, which is my dream bass. It's a Stingray. That's what it is. Music Man Stingray. Five string. Sitting up there on the wall. And Pawpaw, Ron Pardue, that's what they call him, Pawpaw, the other guitar player and singer in the band, takes it down. He said, here, man, put this on. I'm like, no. Put this on, plug it. I know if he puts it on and plugs it in and I play it, I'm ruined. Because that's the dream bass. That's the bass I love. That's what I want. But that's what I'm not going to be able to afford. And so I don't need to play that because it'll ruin me. And then everything else is going to always be paled in comparison. And I'm going to have the envies for that. Envy is Cajun for envy or the wants. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But yet, you know how you don't want to do something, but you can't stop yourself? Like you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You know you shouldn't do it, but you let it happen anyway. I'm just standing there in a trance. He's putting it on me. I don't know if it was Randy or Brad or who. Somebody's plugging it in. So here I am with the bass. My dream bass is around my shoulder. Not the one I'm wanting to buy. They're plugging it in. They're turning the volume knob on for me. And I'm like, I just can't help myself. And so I take that big B string and I just go, boom. And I slide that thing and man, it is like, oh. I'm run. There it is. Done. This thing sounds so great. Better than I even imagined. And I'm like, oh man. Oh my goodness. And I'm like, oh. And the guy comes back and says, man, we don't have that sterling in here. He realized that they had a sale on, and it ended Friday. We were in there Saturday. It was supposed to end Friday. And they had like this massive sale. I was like, I think it was 40% off or something. It's real big. He got mad at the guy that was working there. And he says, go get those tags off of those guitars now. He said, man, he said, look, the sale is over. It was over Friday, but he said, because this was on there, I have to honor the sale. He said, so I have to give it to you at this price. Now, the normal price of the bass was $27.50. That was the normal price of the bass, was $27.50. And which was way out of my deal. There's no way. But he said, it's $18.95, though. He said, but, you know, you can have it for this price. And we have to give it to you for that. He said, it's the only one we have in the store. He said, I'll let you think about it. So, man, I'm sitting here playing. It's just like, oh. But they don't have a Sterling in there at all. So my only choices are this big Music Man here, which I dearly love and want, or go back to an Ibanez, which I don't want, which I had. And Ibanez is a good bass. It's just, I've had that. I don't want that. What I want is that Music Man that I'm holding and playing. And then as I'm sitting around playing it, Randy comes over, the lead singer of Crossfire Gospel Band. He says, man, I was just in that room, strummed a D28 Martin from 1950-something. He said, it was, oh, man, you wouldn't believe how good that sounded. And then he says, man, listen, I'm not trying to get into your business. He said, it's none of my business, but he said, you know, you came looking for something in a certain price range, and he said, I don't want to see you get overextended, because they knew that the station and that we're just barely getting by and we're starting to get on our feet and all of that stuff. But he didn't know about the love offering. I could have spent more if I needed to. I didn't want to. I just was trying to be a good steward. I always want to be a good steward. And then, you know, Randy says, you know, you don't want to make Mama mad either. Well, Mama knew what I was doing. I wasn't worried about my wife. So he walks away and the phone rings. And who's on the other line? Of course, my wife. She says, hey, what are you doing? I said, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. She said, what? I said, I am playing my dream bass. And I said, oh my goodness, it is unreal. I said, you just don't know. She said, well, you gonna get it? I said, no. And I told her, I said, but it's got a great sale, man. I said, they offered it to me, you know, at or $18.75, which is normally $27.50. And she said, well, you got the money, don't you? I said, like, yeah. She said, well, get it. That's what you want. That's what you've been wanting. She said, go ahead and get it. And I'm like, oh, okay. When we're in agreement like that, I'm like, okay. So now I know I can get it. But to make things even better than that, this is how I know when it's God. When God does things for me. And when he's ready to bless me. The guy comes back. He says, look, man. He said, I can tell you definitely love that bass. He said, I think it's meant for you. He said, here's what I can do. I can let you have it. It comes with the hard shell case. I can give it to you for $15.50 out the door. Tax and everything. I said, sold. So for $15.50, that's the $27.50. $27.50 was the starting price on that thing. For $15.50, I was able to get it out the door. Now, we went looking for a different bass at a different store. And for some reason, that day we couldn't find that store. And it was just the next exit up. The reason was, God didn't want me to have that one. He wanted me to have my dream bass that day. And it was waiting on me at that store. It was awesome, man. It was an awesome blessing for me. And I think because I was willing to pawn every piece of equipment that I had, even the bass that I used to worship him with, he gave me something better to worship him with. Because when you're playing for him, you're worshiping him. And when I'm playing like that, I'm worshiping him. I am worshiping him with my playing. So God blessed me with my dream bass, more than I could even ask for to be able to worship him. We get back to Brad's house, which is where I was staying. But I said, hey guys, y'all come around over here. I said, y'all might find this a little comical, maybe even a little humorous, but I don't. I said, I'm going to lay hands on this thing and I want y'all to pray with me. And I prayed over it and I said, God, may this guitar only be used for kingdom purposes to give you glory. May it only be used for your service because I know it's a God gift to me from you. So if I ever play this in a setting that is not to bring you praise, to give you praise, if I ever use this for anything else other than glorifying you, may it break on the spot. May it never work again. That's what I prayed. I dedicated that instrument to the Lord. I have never dedicated an instrument to God before, but that one I did. That bass, I dedicated it to the Lord because I knew the Lord had given it to me. So here we are practicing these songs that we're going to go over. I have never played bass in a band for a gig before, so I am fumbling these songs all around. And I can see the look on Brad's face, and he's like, oh my, what did we get into here? Oh, we jumped the gun. And I'm like, it's going to be all right, Brad. Don't worry about it. I'm just, you know, figuring this out. And I'm like, Lord, please anoint my fingers and bring back the playing ability. Because I'm doubting it myself now. I'm like, oh, Lord, I know I can play. So we get there, and man, it was fine. I played like I'd been playing with them forever. And in fact, not only did I play that gig, but I would go on to fill in for about four or five more different shows. When they needed a bass player, they called me. And I would go. The unofficial sixth member of Crossfire Gospel Band. It really worked out well. So I got my dream bass, gigging with CGB, Crossfire Gospel Band, my first gig. But yeah, never played bass before in a Christian country band. I never played bass before in a band. I played on, you know, in the church, a few worship songs. And I say a few worship songs, you know, for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And that's something I always wanted to do. I always wanted to play bass. I love bass. I love bass lines. Love all that stuff. So that's a desire of my heart that God gave me. The Bible says he'll give you the desires of your heart. That was just something I've always wanted to do, was play bass. Not only did he give me my dream bass to play bass with, he gave me an opportunity to play bass. I would go on to play bass for the Arenos. And I mean on trips, man. I would take these trips. I played bass for them in South Carolina. I'll talk about that too coming up. But I get treated first class and all these gigs I would play first class. Man, I go on to be the bass player for Cross Country, the band, flying out to California to play. That's royalty treatment. I'm going to talk about that too in an upcoming episode. But I had an awesome time, man. God just does some cool things. Hey, until next time, check out the podcast. Tell some folks about it. Check out Chap Chat, my friend, Brian Graves. Did an interview on his. Also, Christian Country Fest coming up 2020. That's July 30, 31st, August 1st, August 2nd. That information is on our website, hleradio.com. Believe it or not, I got a brand new single out called You Can't Shack Up With the Devil and Expect Jesus to Pay the Rent. First Christian song I ever wrote and recorded. That's also on our website. I do a live morning show on HLE Radio, me and my wife. It's called The Morning Show with Hunter and Roy. Check it out. Weekdays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. That's all Central Time. Till next time, I love you. Be good. And remember, Duke 2 and 28.